a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Utah's best athletes count on flexibility, speed, strength.
And the Jazz pick up their 22nd assist.
So they count on University of Utah Health.
Brielle Soleil puts this game away.
And so can you. Leading doctors, a world-class environment, award-winning innovation, care to be great.
14 unanswered by the Utes.
University of Utah Health, caring for Utah's best and yours. Schedule your appointment now at uofuhealth.org/care to be great.
Here we go.
Go get it.
Let's go. That's it.
It's time for the unrivaled NFL Roundup. Premium grade A NFL news from a former NFL quarterback. And the other guy
on 97.5 the KSL Sports Zone.
Hey, welcome on back. It is Unrivaled 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone. Scott Mitchell over here. That guy over there is Alex Keery. We're at the Hot Tub Factory Outlet. Hey, folks are in here, and hot tubs are hot right now. It's something you got to get, want to get. They've got some amazing, amazing Memorial Day sales here that you want to take advantage of. They're amazing deals, like 25 to 35% off. They have this scooter that's the coolest thing in the world. And you get a free scooter, electric scooter. It's called a dumber scooter. That's the name. But there's nothing dumb about it. It's amazing. Like, we've been riding it all through the building here. A lot of cool stuff. You got to come down all the way through the weekend. They have these swim spas that it's almost like a swimming pool. And they will take care of you here at the Hot Tub Factory Outlet. So come and check them out. Anyways.
What's up,
Alex,
bro?
And I are here. Alex is actually...
I'm palling around with
people. He's pandering to the crowd. And he's
pandering.
He's talking to folks who actually... we have listeners come in and they go...
I think he's sold. Yep. Part of the problem is that... he's a runner. You know, and I am too.
Well, yeah, right. Yeah.
Yeah. But just the idea of like if you came in... because part of the thing for me running-wise is it just kills you now. You know, I'm past 40, dude.
I'd love to run.
I know, but it kills your knees and it kills your back, you know, if you're not used to it. And it can be pretty harsh as a workout. You get in that old hot tub, it's going to be amazing.
Unfortunately, I cannot run anymore.
You have both knees replaced?
Not replaced, but I've had both my meniscuses been repaired to a point where they go, within 10 to 15 years, you're going to need a knee replacement. So
I got the rowing machine. That's the thing that's –
Has that worked for you?
I love it.
Yeah?
Low impact, but you still get freaking sweaty. That's all that matters.
You you do the rowing machine, and then you jump in the hot tub.
Telling you. NFL Roundup. This is, of course, one of our favorite things that we get to do every day because we have a former NFL quarterback. So now YouTube says it's going to allow – unlimited simultaneous streams for the in-home Sunday ticket. Now, are they saying that because Netflix is like, if you share your password, you're going to charge you?
Is that your Chad Daybell voice?
Stop. Oh, my gosh.
Oh, they're searching.
I hate that guy.
Oh, boy.
Just get on the record. I'm going to get ahead of this thing.
Yeah, this is not very good.
But listen, simultaneous streams for in-home Sunday ticket.
So now, what does that mean? If you have one TV, you can be watching one game?
Comes out of one, like you can have it on 10 TVs in your house.
Oh.
Right? And so the idea is...
And most people have 10 TVs, right?
It's funny now. Do you remember when it was insane to think somebody had two TVs in their house, right? Remember that time? And then at some point it was like, man, three TVs? What are you doing? And then everyone had that one friend growing up, usually an only child.
Right.
And they had a TV in their room, and they're like a kid. And you're right. Like, what?
How do you let a kid have a TV in their room?
Or you have the conversion van that has that TV in the room. Remember the conversion vans? By the way, we need to go back to the velour, like, captain's chairs in vans again.
All right. So
why did we get away from that?
My parents had a conversion van.
Okay? So classic.
And they had just purchased it. And, of course, it was my dad's idea. My mom rolled her eyes. Why did you get a
– Right.
We're going to drive around town every day in a conversion van. So we go to the grocery store in our conversion
van.
Not
real practical, but I'll take it.
Not even remotely. The first – so we are in their driveway. They've just purchased it.
Yeah.
And the thing that – and we've – I don't know how we did it, but somehow we got local television.
Yeah, on the TV.
Then. Guess what was on local television?
Dick Norris on TV.
O.J. Simpson's
– No!
Chase. We sat in the conversion van.
Wow. They
had just purchased it, watching O.J. drive a Bronco.
So this is 95, 94? No, this is 94.
94.
Or maybe even 93.
In the summer of 1994.
Summer of 94. So you are with the Detroit Lions at that
I just
point.
Signed with the Detroit Lions.
So did you have something to do with purchasing this conversion van then? did you help Dad in
a
this?
Roundabout way. No, so I bought my parents a vehicle.
Right.
We moved to Detroit.
Right.
So my parents moved to Detroit.
Oh, they did too, yeah.
They had a condo, and their condo was being finished. So we all were in like a suites hotel.
Oh, nice.
And someone stole my parents' vehicle out of the parking lot of the hotel.
Wait,
in Detroit.
Somebody stole a car in Detroit?
Yeah, go figure.
Shocker.
Yeah. And it was a Ford Explorer. Gone.
You just walk across the street and get a new one. The old Ford.
So my dad gets the insurance money, and he goes out and buys a conversion van.
Boom. There you go. So in a roundabout way, you did buy, you did buy it.
So I got the conversion.
Your mom can't complain that much, though. Watching the O.J. chase in the conversion
van. I will just tell you.
That's a classic movie.
Watching my dad drive a conversion van around town was just the funnest thing
in the
world.
I'm telling you. That's the way
and
to do
watching
it.
My mom sitting next to him just going,
so look,
I hate this. I hate you.
YouTube's
why
gonna,
am I in this vehicle?
YouTube is going to allow you to stream
Sunday
Ticket.
And they can stream it in the conversion van.
Yeah, they're going to stream Sunday Ticket right there in your conversion van. You'll be fine. I had a weird thing. What happened?
So I've never watched a sporting event streaming. Well, from my house.
Okay.
And I thought, okay, I'm going to try this. And there was a baseball game. I could watch a baseball game. So I clicked on it, thinking, wow, I'm going to be watching a baseball game. And it's like, yeah, that game's tomorrow.
Oh, no, it did, yeah.
So I'm like, oh, I got to come back tomorrow.
Yeah, you got to look at the time.
I was kind of excited about it.
I know,
I was like, oh, wow, I'm going to try this. I'm going to try streaming a sporting event from my house.
Yeah, you got to get Major League. You got to get the Major League version of whatever their Sunday Ticket is. What is it called, Jared? The Major League
Major League Baseball
Major
television.
League Baseball Pass, I don't know. But,
something like
but
that, close enough.
That's there are very few of these. I mean,
extra
ESPN,
innings.
if you're looking at the, oh, yeah, extra innings, that's what it is. If you're getting ESPN,
extra innings.
Right, if you're getting ESPN, you'll get periodically a game that's you know, live in that moment. But they don't do a lot of them. And then, really, you go on there and you go, oh, I can watch it on demand, whatever. But, yeah, in the moment, streaming a game, this is the way it is, man. You're out a lot. Weekends, you'll go away a lot. And when you have the ability to be able to go, I'm dipping in, I'm going to watch these games. I have never gotten the Sunday ticket for the NFL. And I think this year is the year.
You're going to do it.
That I take your password for your NFL Players Association and be able to get the Sunday ticket.
You know,
because you get it free. By the way, here are the perks of being an NFL. Oh, there are perks here to being a former NFL player, which is if you played in the NFL, you get the Sunday ticket free, which is the weirdest perk.
All right, so
it's amazing. Will you share your password with me?
Yes, I guess.
Oh, you're trying to do this like. Well, what would Jesus do? Is that what you're doing to me right now?
No, I'm trying to.
You feel comfortable with this?
No,
I feel 100%.
You know that
it.
I'm going to give you the password, but I don't know that I want to say it.
Well, no, I'm not asking you to give it to me now.
Well, no, I'm not going to give it to you over the air. Then,
well,
then
Scott Mitchell here.
Then everyone has it.
Oh, hey, it's me, Scott Mitchell.
You're not giving over there, goodness. Scott.
No, he's
no.
And then give it to Jeremy too. I mean, it's a show situation.
Shoot.
It's basically weekend show prep.
Yeah.
So, by the way, a fifth Lions player has been busted for gambling. This has gotten out of control. Poor Dan Campbell he had guys. So the problem is the situation with these guys betting on games was not just because they were betting on games, on NFL games, but they were also betting on games, which you can't do. They were betting on games in general. Because as a player, you can bet on Major League Baseball. As an NFL player, you can bet on Major League Baseball. You can bet on basketball. You cannot do it in a facility. They started going back and looking where these guys were when they were making the bets. That's how insane, that's how deep of a dive this has gotten. It feels so weird because of how much money the NFL does take from the gambling industry that they're like, we are tracking your GO stats and you are standing in the training room placing a bet on a baseball game, you're suspended.
Why in the world would the NFL or any professional sports league think that these players are going to go, oh, I'm not gonna bet on sports,
right?
And to have that easy access to promote it through your league, to have players actually promoting it, to be in bed with gambling like they are, there's a part of me that says you really are gonna suspend these guys. You really are.
Yeah, they will.
I know they will, but I don't know. I just don't know how the NFL can, out of one side of its mouth, go, yeah, we have a partnership with gambling. And then none of our players can be associated with it in any form, fashion, or to any degree. It's like, I just don't understand it at all.
I mean,
if it's so terrible and horrible, which it is for the sport, then just don't be involved in it in any way.
I was actually listening to Charles Barkley on a national show he was on today. And Chuck has a not-so-secret gambling – I don't know if he calls it a problem. It's definitely been an issue for him in the past. I think it's good that he makes – 8 figures a year now, because otherwise I don't know if he'd be able to keep up.
Most sports figures,
they do
massive gamblers.
Yeah,
and they'll gamble about anything.
So, yeah. But
I mean,
you saw
like the, what is it, Full Swing, and how those guys were betting.
They bet on each other. They bet against each other. $500 on this shot. I mean, that's the kind of stuff. I love it.
I had situations like,
oh boy,
like that too.
I know.
Quarterback club.
So here's what I wanted to bring up, because Chuck goes, they brought him on, and they were like, oh, man, Charles, you were so close to vacation. And he goes, no, man, that was awesome. You know why? That was the easiest bet I've made all year. He just said it on the air. He goes, that's the easiest bet I made all year, that the Celtics were going to stay alive in Miami against a team that is way inferior to them, and they've been waking up. That was the easiest bet I've made all year, easiest money I've made all year. And I thought, oh, how much was it, Chuck? How much did you make last night? Like, because they don't make Charles Barkley does not make insignificant bets. That's a number that is in the six figures, I guarantee it, right? That's got to be a six-figure or at least a five-figure bet that he put on that Celtics game last night.
Well, you've heard stories about certain high-profile players in multiple sports. Phil Mickelson, Michael Jordan, I mean,
who have earned kajillions of dollars and find themselves in a spot where, like, bookies are upset at them.
Yeah.
Somebody getting upset at Michael Jordan, right? Think about that. That's how crazy his gambling situation was. All right. We'll take a break. We'll come back. We have our two-minute drill around the corner. When we come back, we'll chat a little bit about, oh, my goodness, I saw this story, and I can't believe these players just handed over their dream team stuff to Karl Malone. I'm gonna give you a little bit of an inventory of these jerseys that Karl Malone and other gear that Karl Malone has from the Dream Team era, and you're going to be shocked by the jerseys that he was able to walk out of Barcelona with. Stay with us, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone.
I'm Dave Cauley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. Don't miss Cold's new Season 3, where I look into the unsolved disappearance of Cherie Warren, a woman last seen leaving her job at a Salt Lake City office in 1985. Police cast suspicion on Cherie's estranged husband and boyfriend, but never made any arrests or recovered Cherie's remains. Find Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie, anywhere you get your podcasts.